Shalom to all. Today's Amos of Abbasid of Kuf Samach Vav, and we are starting about a quarter of the way into the Amud with the words right after the parentheses, Amr of Ashi, and today's Amos sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Abbasid Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, we were right in the middle of discussing two brises with very similar cases. The first brise stated that if a shtar had the lashon of Kasef Bidinarim, it means silver coins that are valued at 2 gold dinarim. And the second brise had a very similar lashon, Dahav Bidinarim, and this means gold coins valued at 2 silver dinarim. Now, the Gemara had explained in the second brise that even though it could be understood to mean gold pieces valued at 2 gold dinarim, since we don't know what it means, the more expensive amount or the cheaper one, we say Yad Baal Shtar HaTachtoina, that the one who has a shtar, he is the lower hand, and therefore it's interpreted as a lower amount. Now the Gemara had asked, what about the first brisa? If we say Yad Baal Shtar HaTachtoina, then the lashon of Kesef Bidinarim should mean silver pieces valued at 2 silver dinarim, not 2 gold. So on this, Amar Vashi, Vashi answers, Reisha the Kesef Din Rei, Seifa the Kesef Dinarin. In the Reisha, meaning the first brisa, the shtar actually had the word Din Rei, which is referring to gold dinarim, whereas in the Seifa, the second brisa, the shtar had the word dinarin, which is referring to silver ones. And we know Tamar Dishani Bain Din Rei Lu Dinarin. How do we know there's a difference between these two lashanos? Din Rei means gold and dinarin means silver. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah, that's proper gear, so not Titania, but Ditnan. Ha'isha Shayu Aleh, Safik Chamesh Leidais, Safik Chamesh Zivais. Let's say we have a woman who has a Safik of 5 childbirths, or a woman who has a Safik of 5 Zivais. Let's just pause and explain this. We know that a woman who gives birth has to bring 2 karbanas, a Chatas and Oila, and until this, she's not eating Kachim, and a Zava as well. A woman with 3 days of menstrual bleeding must also bring 2 karbanas, achatas and oila, and isn't allowed to eat kachim until this. And so the Mishnah is telling us that we have a woman who had 5 safik leidos. 5 times something came out of her, and she's just not so sure if that's considered like a leido, like she's giving birth to something. It's obviously an underdeveloped fetus, but it might not have reached the stage that it considers her to have given birth that she would have to bring these karbanas. Or by that same token, a woman who had 5 different times that she's a safik zava, she lost count, and she doesn't know if she saw 3 days in a row. The Mishnah continues, mevia karban echad, she only brings 1 karban, which means she brings 1 pair of karbanis, is referring to pairs of birds. One is a chatas, one is a oila. Bechals bezvachim, and she's allowed to eat kachim already. Veinashar lechayva, and the rest of the karbanis, the other 4 pairs that you might think she has to bring misafik, are actually not a chayva on her, and she doesn't bring them. And that's because really, since she's a safik, she shouldn't bring any karbanis, because a chatas brought misafik isn't eaten, rather it's buried, and we don't like burying kachim. And the only reason why the chachamim allowed her to bring one is so that she doesn't remain with her safik toma indefinitely. Regarding the other 4, she doesn't have to bring them, and she's allowed to eat kachim. The Mishnah continues. Let's say she had 5 definite leidos, or chamesh zivos vadais, 5 definite situations that made her into a zava. So mevia karban echad, she still only has to bring 1 karban, meaning 1 pair, that's a chatos and oila, and afterwards vaychalas bezvachim, she get ready to eat kachim, vashar le'achayva, but the rest is a chayv. Now Maisa, there was a story, va'amdu kinim b'Yerushalayim b'din rezav, that a bird pair in Yerushalayim cost a dinner zav, which is an astronomical amount of money, and that's because there were so many women that had to bring bird pairs as their karbanos. And our Roshim Gamliel said about this, Ma'ayin hazeh. Literally, this means this house or this abode is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a lashon of Shavua. He's stating emphatically, Im Alan Halayla, I'm not going to go to sleep tonight, Ad Shiyu B'dinarin, until the cost of these bird pairs goes down to dinarin. Nechaz Beis Din V'limeid, he went into Beis Din and he taught, Ha'isha Shayu Aleh Chamesh Leidos Vadais, a woman who has 5 leidos that are Vadai, or Chamesh Zivais Vadais, 5 states of Ziva that are Vadai. Still, Mevia Karban Echad, she only has to bring 1 pair of Karbanos, Vaychaz Bezvachim, she could eat Kachim right away, Ve'en Ashar Aleh Chayva, and she doesn't have to bring the rest as a chayv, meaning she only has to bring 1 out of 5, even though it's a case of vadai. And what happened? Kofzal chalav and beza atab va'amdu kinim b'bayoyim b'rivosayim. On that day, the cost of a bird pair went all the way down. It plummeted to 1/4 of a dinar, which is 1/100th of the original value. Now, bottom line, what do we see from here? The Mishnah told us that Maisa, the story was that the cost of a bird pair in Yerushalayim was din rei zahav, and Rosh Gamliel wanted it to go down to dinarim. So we see that din rei is referring to zahav, and dinarim is referring to silver. We can explain the Mishnah, Kasim Lamala V'chulu. This is discussing where the upper part and lower part of the document had 2 different amounts written. Either it said 100 above and 200 below, or 200 above and 100 below. We had explained that we always follow the second thing that was written because that's viewed as a chazara of the first part. The Mishnah then asked, so why do we even have the first part if we always follow the second? The answer was because there's a missing letter in the lower part. We'll understand what the cipher meant to write based off of the upper part. So now, Tanar Ban, we have a brisa about this. We're only going to learn what the cipher meant to write on the bottom part from the upper part when there's only 1 letter missing, not when there's 2 letters missing. Kagan, for example, Chanan mechanani va'anon me'anani. Namely, if the cipher on the upper part wrote the name Chanani or Anani, he's the one that was lending the money, and on the bottom part he wrote the name Chanan or Anon, so that's just 1 letter missing. It's the letter Yud. So here we'll say that we'll learn the lower from the upper, and really the cipher was just trying to abbreviate it and write it a little bit shorter, but it's referring to the same person. As opposed to if there's 2 letters missing, we're not going to say that. The Gemara asks, Maishnal shtei oisoyes delay. Why is it that if a cipher leaves out 2 letters, Isyos, we're not going to say that he's referring to the same person. Why would that be? Dol Misrami Shem Ben Arba Isyos, it's possible that the name in the upper part has four letters, and if the cipher left two letters out, that means Vahavali Palge Deshma, that's half of a name, and a cipher is not going to leave out a full half of a name, so it must be that he's actually referring to a totally different person in the lower part of the shtar. Well, Yahachi, if that's so, Isachas Nami, even if there's only one letter left out, it should also be a problem. Dol Misrami Shem Ben Shtei Isyos, maybe the name in the upper part of the shtar is actually a two-letter name, and when the cipher leaves out one of those letters, Vahavali Palge Deshma, that turns out to be only half of the name, and we should say over there as well that the cipher meant to write a totally different name, and he's actually not referring to the same person mentioned in the upper part of the shtar. But we don't say that. We say that if he leaves out one letter, that's okay. So again, what's the difference between the cipher leaving out one letter or two letters? It could technically both be the same situation where leaving out any amount of letters is leaving out half of the name. And so on this, the Gemara answer is that no, we actually misunderstood. Ela shtei isyos hainu taima, the reason why, when the cipher leaves out two letters, that's a problem, and we understand that he was meaning to write something totally different, is Dol Misrami Shem Ben Shalish Isyos. Maybe the name in the upper part of the document actually has three letters. It's a three-letter name, like Chanan or Levi or Anan or one of these other names. Bahavali Ruba Deshma, and then it turns out that the cipher left out the majority of the name because he left out two letters out of three, and so that's why it's possible, as opposed to if he leaves out only one letter, we still have two letters left of the name on the bottom, and it's not going to be possible. And we continue discussing similar documents that something different was written below as opposed to above. Amar Papa, Papa says, Pshitali, it's obvious to me, Seifel Milamala, the Kefel Milamato, Hakol HaKartachtoin. That if in the upper part of the document the word Seifel was written, Seifel is like a large bucket or cup, and the word written in the lower part of the document was Kefel, which literally means to fold, and this is talking about a garment of sorts which is folded, so we're going to follow what was written in the Tachtoin. In other words, it could be his document was referring to something that Reuven deposited by Shimon, and the upper part says that he deposited a Seifel, a cup or basin of sorts, and the lower part of the document says that he deposited a Kefel, a piece of clothing which is more expensive, so we're going to follow the second thing, the Kefel. Now here's the question, by Rav Papa asked, Kefel Malamala v'Seifel Malamata, Mai? Let's say it was the other way around. On the upper part of the document it said the word Kefel, and in the lower part of the document it said the word Seifel. How do we view this? Michashin lezvov aloi. Are we chashish for a fly or no? The question over here is that it could be that actually the cipher wrote Kefel up above and Kefel down below, and while the ink was still wet on the lower kuf, a fly landed right on it and ended up taking the leg of the kuf and moving it slightly, so now it looks like a samach, but really it's supposed to be a kuf. And this would mean that we don't necessarily follow the bottom part of the document, because it's possible that really the same word was written, it was just ruined by a fly. And the Gemara concludes, Teiku, we're going to let the question stand and wait for Eliyahu Navi to come and answer it. On to the story about a lashon and a shtar which was unclear. Ahudav Akasav Bey, there was a shtar that the following was written in it. Shis Mea Vezuzah, 600 and a zuz. And the question is, 600 what? What type of coins are being referred to? A zuz means a zuz, but there's 600 of another type of coin that's being spoken about in the shtar, and we don't know what coins there are. And Shalcha Rav Shravia Kamed Abaye, Rav Shravia sent this message to Abaye asking him, Shis Mea Istri Vezuzah, Idilma Shis Mea Priti Vezuzah. Does the shtar mean to say 600 istri and a zuz? Now, istri is a sela. That means that this shtar would be talking about 600 sela, which is 600 times 4. That's 2,400 zuz and a zuz, which means it's 2,401 zuzim. Or maybe it's referring to 600 prutais and a zuz, and a pruta is valued at way less than a zuz. Amalei, so Rabbi responded to him, Dal Priti, take away your suggestion of prutais. Doloi kasvi b'shtara. People don't write such a large number of prutais in a shtar. Da suche mischan lehu. A person gathers them all together. If a person has a lot of prutais, he's going to pull them all together, kuf zamach zayin omer alpha on top, umashvi lehu zuze, and he's just going to turn them into zuzim. If you have a bunch of small change in your pocket, you're not going to leave it there. You're going to try to transfer it onto coins of larger denominations. And therefore, a person is not going to write 600 prutais in a shtar. It just doesn't make sense. And therefore, my Amrit, what would you say? That shisme istri vizuza? That it must be the shtar is referring to 600 slime and a zuz? We're not going to say that either, because yad bala shtar al tachtoina, we're always going to say that the holder of the shtar has the lower hand, and therefore it's referring to a third thing, which you did not mention. There are actually some rishonim that have this girsan our Gemara, but we don't have it over here. And that third option is 600 zuzim and a zuz. And that's how much is able to be collected based off of the shtar, 601 zuzim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing with more cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.